Siren FM. This is Sauce on Siren on Siren FM.
Hello, it is 3 p.m. and you all know what time that means. It's time for Sauce on Siren. I'm Molly Carter.
And I'm Chloe Edwards.
Oh, welcome to Sauce on Siren. Not only is it St. David's Day today, but it's also Ash Wednesday. We've got a lot coming up on the show for you, including
a look into the history of St. David's Day.
We speak to Jenny Jardine from Crewe about the meaning behind Ash Wednesday and why it's celebrated.
We look into some of the most famous Welsh artists.
And we also have a taste test with our producer Joe's famous Welsh cakes.
So we've got a busy show coming up for you this afternoon. Don't forget to keep in touch with us with your opinions on our social media. That's Source Radio on Facebook or at Source on Siren on Twitter.
So it's a Wales-based show today.
I don't really know much about Wales, if I'm honest. It's probably not the best person to come in for this. What about you?
Well, my granddad's Welsh.
That's a start.
Shout out to Byron. Shout out. And yeah, I go to Wales a lot, to be fair. I normally, that's the seaside we go to, really, generally. We go to the Welsh Llandudno and Aberystwyth and all that. Mm. So we go, and we go up to Snowdon a lot. So I'm pretty close to Wales, aren't I? Because I'm from near Chester. So it's only about half an hour, maybe 40-minute drive.
See, I'm from near London, so the closest part of Wales to me, which I've been to, is Swansea, which still is quite far, but I've only been three times. I went Swansea, which is right at the bottom, Rhyl, which is right at the top, and Snowdon, which...
Ooh, we don't talk about Rhyl.
We don't talk about Rhyl.
Yeah, can you speak any Welsh?
I know two words. I know Nan and Grandad, which is Niney and Tidy, and that's only because my uncle was Welsh, and his children call their Nan and Grandad that, so I just learnt it from them.
Niney and Tidy.
I thought it was their actual names. When I was like six or seven, I just thought that was their names, but it's not. Do you know any words?
I should know more because my granddad's Welsh, but I only know araf.
What does that mean?
Slow. Because it's on all the roads.
Oh, yeah.
Slow down. Right. Araf.
Oh, that makes sense.
That's all I know, really.
Nice.
Rubbish, aren't I?
In terms of music today, we are looking at Welsh artists through the decades. So we're going to start off with 1960s, and it's Big Spender by Shirley Bassey.
The minute you walked in the joint, I could see you were a man of distinction, a real big spender, good looking, so refined. Say, wouldn't you like to know what's going on in my mind? So let me get right to the point. I don't pop my cork for every man I see. Hey, big spender, spend a little time with me. Wouldn't you like to have fun? Fun, fun, how's about a few laughs, laughs? I could show you a good time. Let me show you a good time. The minute you walked in the joint, I could see you were a man of distinction, a real big spender, good looking, so refined. Say, wouldn't you like to know what's going on in my mind? So let me get right to the point. I don't pop my cork for every man I see. Hey, big spender. Hey, big spender. Hey, big spender. Spend a little time with.
Siren FM. This is Sauce on Siren on Siren FM.
Hey, big spender! That was jazzy, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was very good. You sound just like her. Right, after each of our songs, we're going to do a little sort of fact session about each of the singers or bands. Dame Shirley Veronica Bassey, best known for recording theme songs for James Bond films such as Goldfinger, Diamonds Are Forever and Moonraker. She was born in Tiger Bay in Cardiff. The star was made a dame to her services in performing arts in 2000, which is going to be the same with another person that's coming up soon.
But who will it be?
Ooh. Keep
the
you
suspense
guessing.
Kills me.
In 1952, she left school to work in a factory whilst also singing at pubs at the same time. And then an agent spotted her. Her music career began with her first song, Burn My Candle, when she was just 19 years old. And that song, Big Spender, wasn't actually a Shirley Bassey original, which I didn't know. I didn't know that either. It was written for a musical, Sweet Charity, which she sang her version of a year after it was released.
I haven't heard that of that musical either.
Neither have I, but apparently that song did quite well.
I never knew. The things you learn, eh? Some little things. Anyway, another Welsh thing that's going on today is St David's Day. And that's a big old day in Wales, and it falls on the 1st of March each year to celebrate not only St David, but also the Welsh culture. We took a closer look about what the day is about and who St David actually is. David is the patron saint of Wales. March 1st is both the celebration of St David's life and of the Welsh culture in Wales. People attend special church services, parades, recitals or literature readings. Many people display the Welsh flag, a red dragon, on a white and green background. People attend special church services, parades, recitals or literature readings. Some of the biggest parades can be found in Cardiff, Wrexham and Aberystwyth. Children can be seen in traditional costume, whereas others may pin a daffodil or leek to their clothes, as they are symbols of Wales. It's difficult to tell which aspects of St David's story are true and which are legend, but he was supposed to have been very gentle and physically strong, despite eating a frugal diet. His mother was the niece of the legendary King Arthur. St David travelled widely throughout Wales, Cornwall, in the southwest of England, Brittany and France, and possibly to Ireland and Jerusalem. He founded several churches and a monastery in Wales and eventually became an archbishop. St David was canonised in 1120 and March 1st was included in the church calendar as St David's Day. People started making pilgrimages to St David's monastery after he was canonised, and a cathedral still stands on the original site. Psalm 34 was heard at the beginning of that piece, which is St David's psalm, and it's sung entirely in Gaelic. You could also hear some of the events happening in Cardiff for the St David's Day parade, which is one of the biggest in the country.
Have you ever been to St David's Day event before, or have any interesting facts about Wales? Tweet in to us at SourceOnSiren and let us know.
Please do tweet in. We'll be reading them out later in the show.
So that's the sort of Welsh side of it. Everyone else, like, I knew it as Ash Wednesday before I knew it was St David's Day.
Oh, yeah, same.
But you actually used to celebrate it. I don't know if you still do.
Yeah, well, I was brought up in Catholic schools. Good old Catholic schools. So we had, on Ash Wednesday, we had Mass every year. And you'd sit in the hall, and everyone would sit there, and we'd sing little prayers and stuff. And then you'd go up, and they'd have some ash, and the priest would just sort of bop you on the head. It's meant to make a cross, but it makes like a little blob.
Oh, nice.
And then like a couple, half an hour after, everyone's there in the toilet scrubbing it off.
What's the point of it? What does it do? Do you actually know? Or did you never actually... You didn't look into it, did you? You just took the ash in the head.
I should. I think it's something to do with... I know they take the ashes from... They make the ashes with the palm leaves...
Okay.
Because of Palm Sunday, which is this Sunday, I think. I'm not sure.
You're a really good Catholic, you know that.
No. Something, I don't... Jenny Jardine's coming up later in the show to...
She's coming up next, actually.
Just, oh.
Yeah,
she's going to give us a bit more info on that.
So you went to school with Jenny, is that the...
I went to school with Jenny,
and... Is she a more devoted Catholic than you are?
Oh, damn. Yeah, she altar serves, and she does loads of stuff within the church. So she carried it all on after school.
All right.
As soon as I finished school, I just drifted away, and I'm probably going to hell now.
Oh, great.
So fun times for me.
I went to, my school, I learned more about the Quran than I did about Bible.
Oh, okay.
So I don't really know anything about any Christian. Like, I mean, I celebrate Christmas, and everyone's like, "You can't do that. You're not a Christian." But
it's just
I can't celebrate Eid either. But I know more about it.
Yeah.
But yeah. Anyway, we actually spoke to Jenny.
Yeah. We spoke to her from St. She's from St. Mary's Church in Crewe, and she's going to tell us a bit more.
Ash Wednesday marks the first day of Lent in the Western Christian Church and is marked by services of penitence. I got in touch with Jenny Jardine from St. Mary's Church in Crewe to find out more about the celebration and what it means to Christians. So why do Christians celebrate Ash Wednesday?
Christians around the world celebrate Ash Wednesday because it marks the first day of Lent, which is the day when Jesus went into the desert for 40 days and 40 nights.
Why do Christians get ash placed on their heads?
Christians get ashes put on their head as a reminder that we once started as ashes and we will one day become ashes again, because the blessed ash reminds us and symbolises of our own mortality and the fact that we need to be asking for forgiveness during this time of fasting and prayer.
What is the ash made of?
The ashes used on Ash Wednesday are made from the ashes of burnt palm leaves that were blessed on Palm Sunday the previous Easter period.
What makes an Ash Wednesday service different to regular services?
The main difference of the Ash Wednesday service is that it is designed to help you and people around you remember this long period of time, which is called Lent, of fasting and prayer and charitable givings. You are marked with these blessed ashes to remind you of the times and the struggles that Jesus went through in the desert and the sacrifice that he eventually makes on Good Friday at the end of Lent, before Easter. And you leave the church noticeably being recognised as a Christian. As you'll find walking around today, you will spot individuals walking around with black crosses on their foreheads.
Are services busier for events such as Ash Wednesday compared to regular services?
Just like any other religious festival or prayer time event that happens, it does tend to be busier at services like Ash Wednesday or Palm Sunday or Easter or even Christmas. It is a time for Christian families to gather together and be together to support one another during these prayerful events.
A big thank you to Jenny there, who is currently setting up for the Ash Wednesday service later this evening. Next up, we have She's a Lady by Tom Jones.
Well, she's all you'd ever want. She's the kind I'd like to flaunt and take to dinner. Well, she always knows her place. She's got style, she's got grace. She's a winner. She's a lady, oh, 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 she's a lady, talking about that little lady, and the lady is mine. But she's never in the way, always something nice to say, what a blessing. I can leave her on her own, knowing she's okay.
please me. She's a lady. Oh, 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 she's a lady. Talking about the little lady. And the lady is mine. Yeah, yeah. She's a lady. Oh, 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 she's a lady. Listen to me, people, she's a lady. Yeah, 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 she's a lady. Oh, 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 she's a lady. Talking about the little lady.
That was Tom Jones with She's a Lady. Now, got a few facts for Tom Jones as well, since that's the theme of today's show. Just little facts about every artist we play. Sir Thomas John Woodward was a Welsh singer, better known by his name Tom Jones. I didn't know his name actually wasn't Tom Jones.
Neither did
I. Is that bad? Okay, Woodward was his surname.
You can't imagine being like, I'm going to go see Tom Woodward.
No, it doesn't sound right. No. But Jones is like the Welsh
Where's
name.
Where's he got Jones from?
Maybe it's because he's Welsh, he thought, we'll plug the Welsh. He was born on the 7th of June 1940, making him 76.
Ooh! He's getting on. 2016 took a few people away from us. Don't do it again, 2017.
Don't do it. Don't say it.
Don't do it.
Don't do it. His career spanned 6 decades, which I think is pretty impressive for like a musician. Like, you sort of
I know, and he's still going.
He's still going. He's still cracking on with The Voice and that, but... wasn't he kicked off of The Voice?
He was. It was that year. It was last year, I swear it was. And he just got a text. He just got a text saying, you're not on it this year.
What year was that?
2016. He was crushed.
Oh.
Poor so John.
Is he on again this year now?
He's on it now.
I thought he was.
He's back.
Oh.
He's back.
Right, in 2006, he was knighted by Queen Elizabeth II for his services to music, like Dame Shirley Bassey was. And he was born in... Pontypridd. Jones's voice has been described as full-throated, robust baritone.
She's a lady. Like that.
That was quite close.
I did well there, didn't I?
I think you should do impressions of every artist we play.
All right, then.
You don't even know some of the songs, but you're gonna do it anyway. That was good, though. You're a robust baritone? Would you describe yourself?
I reckon I could get away with it. I should start a tribute act. I've got grey hairs, we can get that going.
Just cut it off. Cut it off and you'll be alright.
We'll be sound.
He stated that... Oh, do you want to write that one out? Do you want to read that one, actually? Because this is a fact that Molly found.
I think it's quite juicy. At the height of his fame, he slept with over 250 groupies a year. Tommy boy, what are we doing?
No.
You have a wife.
One of those resulted in a birth of a son, which he claims he has nothing to do with.
Oh, no, no.
He does have recognisable songs, which are Delilah, It's Not Unusual, What's New Pussycat, She's a Lady, which we just heard, and Sex Bomb.
I do think Tom Jones is up there. He's really good.
He's really one of those, you forget about him. Like, him being on The Voice sort of reminds you, Tom Jones.
I think he could sell out most places, because I'd go. I'd definitely go.
I'd go.
He went up the road from me. He was only up the road, like 5 minutes away, and I didn't go because all the tickets sold out.
Yeah.
Really sad.
Right, well, next up, we got a segment about Welsh cakes from our producer, Joe.
Okay, so as it's St. David's Day, I'm making Welsh cakes. I got a recipe here in front of me, and even though this is supposed to be done with a mixing bowl, I'm doing it with a saucepan because I haven't got a mixing bowl, and I have no scales, so everything is going to be guesswork. So apparently I've got to sift the dry ingredients, which is flour, and quarter of a tablespoon of mixed spice. I'm just going to guesswork this in to the pan. Okay. 75 grams of caster sugar. That's going to be a difficult guess. Baking powder, which I've got a sachet of, and then mixed fruit, I think, currants, 50 grams of, there we go, and then flour, which we need 225 grams of, and this is a 1.5 kilo. So judging this is going to be a nightmare. Okay, I'm assuming that is okay. Pinch of salt. Cut up the butter. I should have a knife somewhere. How much butter do we need? You're supposed to stir the fruit in, but I've just popped everything in at once. I'll add the egg in a bit once the butter has been melted in. And it's merged into one. Every time I do cooking or baking, I realise how bad I am at it. Pour in the egg and mix to form the dough. So I'm still doing this all with my hands because it just makes it easier. So the egg is just to bind everything, all the dries. So next you roll your mixture out to about a centimetre thick so that you can then craft them into the Welsh cakes. It took me about half an hour to find a way of rolling it flat without a rolling pin and without it sticking to the bottom of everything I used to try and flatten it. Once you've managed to accomplish that, you cut it into the spherical shape of a Welsh cake, very much like a scone, and you pop it on a griddle stone. You want to grease the pan up with lard. So once the pan is greased up, you just want to pop your Welsh cakes on. When the Welsh cakes are cooking, what you want to do is you want to flip them after a couple of minutes, take them off before they're cooked through to the centre. Just make sure you don't burn either side, and the centre will cook when it's on the side. Once the Welsh cakes have cooled down, you can add caster sugar to them, and they're ready to eat.
We have our resident Welsh man, Joe, in the studio now. He just sort of gave us an instructional idea on how to make Welsh cakes, and now...
I've brought some in for you. So
yeah.
If you actually want to have a go at some.
I've never had one before. Have you had one?
Yeah, my granddad cooks them all the time. They're so nice.
What is it?
It's kind of like a mix between a scone and there's a few other things, but
is there cinnamon in that?
There's mixed spice. Mm, there's currants, and I know you're not a fan of currants, but just try and make your way through it.
It's not bad. No, it's actually considering I don't like currants or anything, I do really like it.
You can really taste the spice.
Yeah. That's what I like.
Spicy.
So, yeah, I had a bit of an issue making them last night where I burnt a load. I couldn't roll the mixture flat. It took me about an hour when it should only take me about 15 minutes because I just didn't have anything I needed. So
you did mention you didn't have a mixing bowl.
I didn't have a mixing bowl. I got away with using a pan. For the frying pan, instead of using a griddle, I used a frying pan instead of a griddle stone, which is a cast iron pan that just heats up. And there's some burnt ones on the side, but apparently they're not too bad.
It used to turn out fine.
I really like it.
Yeah. I know my granddad doesn't put in mixed spice, so this is a nice little.
That's like my favourite thing about it. Yeah. So I like it.
10 out of 10.
Are they like only? Like a St. David's Day thing?
No,
like a year-round.
It's a year-round thing, but me and my family tend to cook them, especially on St. David's Day. So it's been something I've done, and since coming to uni, I decided to do the same thing as well. So yeah,
I really like it. I'm pleasantly surprised. I thought they were going to like not be as. I think not like bad because you can't cook them. I think like I don't like currants, and I never had one before, and I just didn't think I would like it, but I really do.
Yeah. I'm proud. Well, you've got more coming in store for us, haven't you?
Yes, there's some more. There's some more stuff I've cooked up for you.
Mysterious Welsh.
So, yeah.
All right. Well, next up, we've got our 1980s song. It's Bonnie Tyler with Total Eclipse of the Heart.
Turn around. Every now and then, I get a little bit lonely and you're never coming around.
Turn around.
Every now and then I get a little bit tired of listening to the sound of my tears.
Turn around.
Every now and then I get a little bit nervous that the best of all the years have gone by.
Turn around.
Every now and then I get a little bit terrified and then I see the look in your
eyes. Turn around.
There's nothing I can do, a total eclipse of the heart. Once upon a time there was light in my life, but now there's only love in the dark. Nothing I can say, a total eclipse of the heart.
That Molly.
Anyway, Bonnie Tyler, who you've just heard, that was lovely, was born on the 8th of June 1951, and she was originally born as Gaynor Hopkins. I don't know where she's got Bonnie Tyler from
stage
that
name, isn't it?
Yeah, everyone's got one, haven't they? Didn't know about Tom.
Think about it, Gaynor Hopkins doesn't sound like a star, do you know? Bonnie Tyler, it's like got that,
yeah, it's got a bit feel of pizzazz. Well, she's 65 now. And she's a Welsh singer known for her distinctly husky voice.
Her most famous hit was what you just heard, Total Eclipse of the Heart, which was written by her and her producer.
She was born in Skewen, Wales. We'll have to get our resident Welshman back in on that one, because I'm not 100% sure on that. To a coal miner called Glyndwr. and housewife Elsie Hopkins.
Leaving school with no formal qualifications, Hopkins began working in a grocery shop, and in 1969 she entered a local talent contest, and after coming in second place was inspired to pursue her career in singing.
See, I don't think after winning second place in a talent contest I'd be like,
that's it,
I'm a singer now, dropping everything, let's go. She also appeared in Hollyoaks in 2009 in a dream sequence where she performed Holding Out for a Hero. The song has appeared in Footloose and went to number 2 in 1984. She's getting along at number 2s, isn't she?
Yeah.
God bless.
Say anything. She did a duet with Shaken Stevens, another Welsh band, in 1985 called A Rockin' Good Way.
And she guest starred in X Factor Ukraine, which I did not know was a thing.
That's a very random... I don't know if there was context behind that, of she's got Ukrainian families, but I feel like that's a very odd area to sort of be like, I'm going to go on the X Factor, it's going to be Ukraine.
Of all the people as well, X Factor Ukraine, like, we need Bonnie Tyler.
Yeah.
We need Bonnie Tyler.
Right, so now we've got Robin, who is our quiz master for today.
Hello.
And he is going to quiz us on all things Welsh.
Now, there are some basic questions and some slightly more difficult questions, just to shake things up a bit. So, good luck, the pair of you.
Oh, great.
Okay, so, what is the capital city of Wales?
I want to say Cardiff, but I don't know if that's obvious.
So do I feel like Cardiff isn't right.
No, I feel it like it's one of those things, right? I'm going to say Cardiff.
I'm joining you, Cardiff.
It is Cardiff, yep. Okay, so...
could offend a lot of people just...
We already have anyway.
Yeah.
So, what three colours are on the Welsh flag?
Red, green and white.
Oh, I was going to say
that's
that.
Right, yep.
Yes.
Good. And what is the mythical creature that appears on the Welsh flag? Yeah, that's it's a dragon, yeah. Okay, so what is the smallest city in Wales, which is also the UK's smallest city?
Oh. Is it a well-known city? Like, what do we... Is it, like, a... It's heard of? Because there's that really... Like, there's got some weird named ones, and I wouldn't be able to say them.
It's not a weird Welsh name or anything.
Yeah. I don't know.
Smallest city?
I don't know, I'm going to have to pass.
I'm going to... Real.
Real.
I don't know, real. Yeah.
No, it's called St David's.
That would make sense considering it is St David's Day.
Who is the leader of the Welsh Party Plaid Cymru?
I feel like I should know this, but
Tom
I don't.
Tom Jones.
It's not Tom Jones.
I don't know. I'm gonna have to pass.
I feel like you're gonna say it, and I'm gonna be like, oh yeah.
Leanne Wood.
I didn't know that. Okay, never mind.
A slightly more difficult one. This one.
Oh great.
Who is the First Minister of Wales?
I have no
idea. I don't know any
ministers. I don't know any like English ministers. No.
I know the Prime Minister.
Thank you. Go on, tell us, Rob.
Carwyn Jones.
Carwyn Jones.
So, right. Which Welsh actress married Michael Douglas in 2000?
Can you give us a clue?
She starred in The Mask of Zorro.
I don't know.
Can you give us her initials? Her initials.
Well, if I give you the initials, it will just give it away, probably.
I have no idea at the moment. So.
I'm
Catherine Zeta-Jones.
She's Welsh.
I didn't know she was Welsh.
She's Welsh, yeah.
The Jones, there you go. It's all Jones.
Oh. Damn it.
So, in Little Britain, Matt Lucas' character, Daffid, a resident of Llandwy Brith, however you pronounce that, I apologise, repeatedly claims he is what?
The only gay in the village.
Yes, correct. Yes, yeah. That's right. Which actor, born in Wales, played James Bond in The Living Daylights and Licence to Kill?
I don't know, they're all coming to my head right now and I don't know which ones are Welsh.
The only James Bond I can think of is Daniel Craig. But I know it's not him.
No.
Sean Connery. Is he Welsh? Sean Connery?
It's not Sean Connery.
No, he's not Sean Connery. And he wasn't in those films either.
I don't know.
What other James Bonds are there?
Go on, tell us.
Timothy Dalton.
Oh, I wouldn't have guessed him.
Mm. We are rubbish.
I was thinking of someone else.
We are rubbish.
Which river is the boundary between England and Wales?
It's not Avon. No, that's... Far
is it the river? Where's the River Dee? Is it the River Dee? I don't.
The River Severn.
Oh, I've rode on that. Right. Can't remember it.
Which famous children's author was born in Llandaff in 1916 to Norwegian parents?
I don't know. It's a Molly's putting her arms up in the air. So
is it Roald Dahl?
It is Roald Dahl. Yes. Well done. In the 1960s, a landslide of coal waste killed most of the children attending a school. What is the name of the village the school was in?
Oh, I don't know.
Real.
It's a very famous disaster.
Disaster. I know the disaster. I just can't remember where it was.
I don't remember. When was this?
In the 60s.
I can't remember.
I haven't got a clue.
No.
It's called Aberfan.
Aberfan.
Yeah. Mm.
I didn't know.
Which Welsh politician was leader of the Labour Party between 1983 and 1992?
clue.
We're really bad at this.
Politics, just, I have no idea.
Right over my head.
Straight over my head.
Go on, Rob, you got to tell us again.
It's Neil Kinnock. And which Welsh singer has hits including Somewhere and Crazy Chick?
Oh, Charlotte Church.
That's right, yeah.
Yes!
Right, and that's the quiz wrapped up for this show. Thank you very much. Ah,
thank you for coming in, Rob.
I'm pretty sure I won that.
No problem.
Yeah, you probably did. You probably did win it. I'm glad we didn't keep track because I was terrible. Anyway, now we are on to our 90s song, and it is the Manic Street Preachers with "You Stole the Heart, You Stole the Sun from My Heart." I apologise.
Siren on Siren FM.
Welcome back to Source on Siren on 107.3 FM. Our 1990s songs of our Welsh Journey was You Stole the Sun from My Heart by the Manic Street Preachers. Now, you got any facts for us about that one, Molly?
I do, indeed. The Manic Street Preachers, that's a bit of a tongue twister, that. They're a Welsh rock band, otherwise we wouldn't be talking about them, formed in 1986 in Blackwood. They consist of James Dean Bradfield, Nicky Wyatt and Sean Moore, and then Rich Edwards also joined the band after their first single. All four of them were childhood friends in Wales, from Wales, and spent all the spare moments with each other when growing up, which I think is really nice that they're still all together. They proclaimed their debut album, Generation Terrorist, would be the greatest rock album ever, but it never was, which is a bit sad.
Oh.
After that, Edwards, who joined the band late, became a missing person and disappeared on the 1st of February 1995, and he was never found. People thought they saw sightings of him around the world, but he was declared dead in 2008.
Oh, good. Oh.
The band have released 12 albums and 3 compilations, and they've sold more than 10 million albums worldwide.
Wow.
I know. They've done well for themselves, haven't they? I've never even heard
of them. I do know that the Manic Street was the road that, I'm not sure, I think it was the lead singer, James Dean Bradfield, was born on Manic Street, which is where the name came from.
No more than me.
On our Twitter page, at Source on Siren, we've got a mysterious object, which, if you head over to there, tweet us in, guessing what it is. We've already had a few guesses, which we'll read out at the end of the show.
Now we're going back to our producer Joe, who's decided to make another tasty treat for us.
Here's how he did it.
As it's St. David's Day today, I've decided to make a traditional Welsh fruitcake, Bara Brith. Now, I didn't have the proper measuring equipment to make this, or bowls, so I struggled slightly, but I gave it my best.
Okay, so I need to measure 400 grams of currants or mixed fruits, which is what I've gone for. So I need to just that looks like most of the packet. I need to save some. I need 300 milliliters of strong tea, so I'm just gonna pour that up to about 300 milliliters, and I need to somehow measure 100 grams of this dark muscovado sugar.
Now, after all of these have been mixed together, you want to leave it for about 6 hours or leave it overnight, and then you can get on to the next step.
Okay, so the next thing we have to do is preheat the oven to 180 degrees, which is what I'm going to do. So the tea has stained the currants a dark, well, tea colour, to be honest. Anyway, the next thing I've got to do is sift the flour and spice. 250 grams of self-raising flour. 1 tablespoon of mixed spice. Okay, so 250 grams of self-raising flour is in there now. Okay, let's crack the egg. It's definitely the colour of Bara Brith.
So the Bara Brith goes into the oven for 1 hour, and once it comes out, you glaze it with honey. I had to use greaseproof paper to glaze it with because I didn't have a brush to hand, and that is how you make the Bara Brith.
So that's on how we make Bara Brith, and now we're back with our resident Welshman.
Yeah. So I've brought in the Bara Brith that I made yesterday. There is an awful lot of currants in it, so be careful.
Choke on one.
Just have a bite.
Ripping it apart.
Just have a big bite out of it.
It smells nice.
Mm. Ooh.
So yeah, it's Bara Brith. The translation is speckled bread, so brith being Bara being bread, sorry, and brith being speckled, so it's a speckled loaf. It's like any like tea cake, it's a fruit cake, so as was mentioned in the package,
The raisins and sultanas and currants are soaked in tea for overnight, like a really strong tea. I think I used like 5 or 6 extra strong tea bags.
Oh, wow.
In like 300 milliliters of water, so like a can of, the size of a can of Coke. So it was really strong tea, and that flavours the currants.
I can taste the tea.
Mm. I can taste the honey on the top. Yeah. It's really good.
It'd be nice with a cup of tea.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah, I can imagine loads of old ladies in Wales sat with their cups of teas.
The bar
drinking away. Yeah.
Right, next up for our Naughties song, we've got Mercy by Duffy.
Good.
That wasn't as good as the rest.
No, Tom Jones was the
Tom Jones
spot
was
on.
The one so far.
so that was that. Duffy with Mercy.
Yeah, Duffy was actually born Amy Ann Duffy. So it's her surname, but she took it as her first. She was born in Liverpool, but brought up in Wales.
She was advised by a lecturer at Chester University to go on the dole, love, and become a singer. So she pursued a music career and ended up on Wow Factor?
Wolf Factor? It sounds like it's the X Factor
of Wales.
Our Welshman is shaking his head at us, so I don't think that was right. 3 years later, she was contracted to A&M Records, and she brought out her first album in 2008.
She puts deeper meanings into all of her songs, and Mercy is about sexual liberty and not doing something somebody else wants you to do. You go, girl.
Yeah, it's very sassy, isn't it?
I love the sass.
In 2009, she was placed 16th on the Sunday Times listing of Great Britain's wealthiest young musicians. Her fortune was estimated at $4 million.
Still, though, I only know two songs from her. Two songs.
Yeah.
Anyway, we've got some tweets back from you all about that
picture. Mystery object. It was, well, most people, let's have a read.
We've got a spoon from Josh Brown.
Emma said it was a wedding spoon, which is getting closer. You're getting closer there. We're giving you half points away here.
And
Alfie Bradbury put a hand-carved love spoon for Valentine's Day in Wales. And Daniel Rothery put, is it a Welsh spoon?
So everyone
pretty much thinks it's a spoon. It is, in fact, a spoon which... I don't want to get this wrong. It is a love spoon. It's given to a young woman by a suitor. And it was basically so the father could inspect the spoon to see if he would be suitable for his daughter. And the certain objects on it mean different things. So the heart means love, a lock for security, etc., etc. I didn't know that. But that is actually the logo on the Google homepage today. So I didn't know. It sort of helps Matt a little bit as a little hint for him.
Mystery solved.
Yeah. Right, well.
We're going to our final band.
Yeah. That's all from us today here on Source on Siren.
It has been lovely.
Yeah, stay tuned for No Adults Allowed coming up next. I've had fun. I've learned more about Wales than I have in the 20 years of my life.
We've got free food. We've had a good time. Can't complain. So our last band is the Stereophonics, and they were formed in 1992.
Their music lies somewhere between alternative and traditional rock.
Six out of their nine albums have reached number one in the UK.
And they have headlined a lot of festivals, including Reading, Leeds, Glastonbury, V Festival, Isle of Wight.
That's a lot. Yeah. And they're still together today. I've seen them a couple of times, actually. And they're working on their 10th album. So, to end this lovely episode of Source on Siren, we have Indian Summer by the Stereophonics.
Siren FM. This is Source on Siren on Siren FM.
And I know just where I stand. Another serenader and another long-haired band. Today I am your champion. I may have won your hearts, but I know the game, you forget my name, and I won't be here in another year if I don't stay on the charts. Ooh. I am the entertainer, and I've had to pay my price. The things I did not know at first, I learned by doing twice. Ah, but still they come to haunt me, still they want their say. So I've earned to dance with a hand in my pants, let them rub my neck and I write them a check, and they go their merry way. Ooh. I am the entertainer, been all around the world. I played all kinds of palaces, laid all kinds of girls. I can't remember faces, I don't remember names. I've been
as after a while and a thousand miles, it all becomes the same. I can't stay that long. No, I got to meet expenses. I got to stay in line. Gotta get those fees to the agencies. And I'd love to stay, but there's bills to pay, so I just don't have the time. I'm the entertainer. I come to do my show. You heard my latest record spin on the radio. Oh, it took me years to write it. They were the best years of my life. It was a beautiful song, but it ran too long. If they're gonna have a hit, you gotta make it fit. So they cut it down to 305. I'm the entertainer, the idol of my age. I make all kinds of money when I go on the stage. Ah, you see me in the papers. I've been in the magazines, but if I go cold, I won't get sold. I get put in the back in the discount rack like another can of beans. I'm the entertainer, and I know just where I stand. Another serenader and another long headband. Today I am your champion. I may have won your hearts, but I know the game of you forget. I won't be here in another year if I don't stay on the charts.
Community Radio Station.